how should we manage the issue of AGPs in society? Where should they go? How should we manage them? This is the thing that I'd really love to get out of this conversation. How should that be managed in society? How should I, how should you, how should anybody? Because there's different kind of, I suppose, needs. And I suppose my need is not only to understand, but also I really truly believe that the only way that we're going to get out of this whole huge, massive identity ideology mess is with public information. I don't think that it's going to work any other way. And so we have to have a public information campaign around, I believe, that if you trans children, that it goes very badly wrong. I also think that we need to get out in the world. There's a concept called gender identity, and there's also a developmental model. And they're two kind of opposing sides. And I believe in the developmental model. And I think, therefore, all child transition falls on that model. And I think it's really important that we let the public know about these concepts, because they don't, because I meet them all the time. And these are parents of kids. They don't know that there's two. They don't know that there's two beliefs. They don't know that there's two different periods. And then another thing that I really think we need to know, and I was only telling the Irish minister a few days ago about this concept, that there's a thing called autogynephilia. And this is, as you all know, the erotic fixation, and to be a woman. And this shapes a huge amount of the issues around, let's say, trans women in jails, and put trans women in refuges, and trans women in all sorts of places that they shouldn't be. It shapes the entire breastfeeding, the birthing movement. It's shaping a huge amount of parts of society. So it's really, really problematic in the world. So we've got this huge problem. Now, how do we deal with this? How do we deal with those people? I know lots of people who are listening will be saying, well, it's not my problem, so I don't deal with it. And I'm like, yeah, but I think it's society's problem, so we have to. So I don't know how we should deal with this back. The people can develop this fixation. What do we do with them when they develop it? I'm interested to know what you think.
Well, I don't really know what we do, except that if everyone knows about it and understands it, then we don't say that they're women. We don't open up women's spaces, and we don't... I mean, it's not like...
How do we get everybody to know it and understand it?
It's very hard, because people don't want to talk about it, and it's almost taboo, and people don't believe in it. So I think we all have to just talk about it. We all have to be willing to discuss it, and we have to be willing... I mean, we do on Twitter anyway, but, like, it has to make it outside of Twitter, right? All of the people...
Yeah, but then when we discussed it, I think you're right. I think public information is the only way forward. I actually don't think there is another way, and I wish there was. But I think it has to be a public awareness campaign. But